What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. Tonight's show, first someone asked you, have you ever asked for a break in your life and you get it? Either sickness or maybe an actual break, exhaustion, or just completely burnt out. How about have you ever heard somebody say when they've gotten on a roller coaster or something that's a thrill in their life and they go, oh my God, that was so nervous, I almost crapped in my pants. But that's what tonight's show is all about. It's about we have power to manifest things within our life. And it can be sickness. And it can be wellness. And tonight's show is all diving in how we speak to ourselves and our body reacts to what our mind wants. So when the body answers before you do, have you ever said, I just need a break? And suddenly you're sick or thought, I can't keep going like this. And your body instantly agreed. I'm sorry, I was just moved something. And said, I can't keep going like this. And your body instantly agreed. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore how we literally talk ourselves into experiences, especially the ones we don't think we're manifesting. When you repeatedly say, I want rest, even silently, your body will find a way to give it to you. Sometimes that way looks like forced downtime, that says downtown, but it should say downtime. Sickness, exhaustion, or your body hitting the brakes when your mind refuses to. But there is a powerful flip side to that. The same intentional voice that can talk your body into healing. What you speak, think, and believe sends instructions through the nervous system. Fear can create symptoms and belief can dissolve them. Stress can manifest as illness and safety can manifest as recovery. This episode reveals how the body keeps the score, but your mind writes the outcomes. This episode will help you recognize the words you speak becoming the instructions for your body. Understanding why saying you need rest often shows up as sickness, learning that speaking healing creates healing in the body. What your mind says, your body responds. So what I want to talk about is exactly those things. Have you ever not really wanted to go somewhere and you go, gosh, I wish I was sick because then I wouldn't have to go? And then you're sick. It can be just a stomach situation going on, or maybe it's a full-blown illness. You spoke it into existence. And recently with a couple of my clients, we've talked a lot about that, where they said, I just need rest. I'm so burnt out and da-da-da-da. I just wish I had rest. And maybe if I got sick and I'm like, watch what you say, then they're sick. Now, there's a flip side to this as well, as I stated. And anytime if you have something going on within your health and you speak, I don't want that, or that's, you know, many people talk about they have seen tumors on x-rays and stuff like that. I have a client as well who had a tumor on the x-ray, and I said, how are you speaking about this? And she's like, that it's not there. It wasn't there. I can say from my personal experience, I went through the same things within my own health that I did not accept diagnosis and said, I don't accept that. And that worked. But tonight's show is about the other side of it. When maybe you're in a work environment and someone, your coworker or somebody's been out sick or something and you've doubled your workload. And all of a sudden you say, Maybe not out loud, but say, gosh, I wish I was sick too, because then I wouldn't be doing all this work for them. And then I don't say instantly, but when you say that and then you keep thinking it, gosh, I'm just so tired of doing X's work. Gosh, they're so lucky to be sick. You're speaking it into yourself. And then maybe not that week, maybe when they return, all of a sudden you're sick. Very sick and at home. You spoke that into your existence. And many people out here believe this, and there's other people that are skeptical of this. But think about it. How many times have you in your life spoken things into existence? Maybe you're a mom, and everyone in the house has gotten sick, and you're like, I just wish someone would take care of me for a day. I wish I could lay in bed and be sick, and then you're sick. I know many moms out there who have said that and ended up sick because our body responds to what our mind says. We don't tell ourselves left foot in front of the right foot in front of the left foot in front of the right foot in front of the left. We don't tell ourselves. Our mind is automatically doing it for us, and our body is reacting to it. I know I've spoken about this before. When you go to the doctor and they get that little hammer thing out, I forget what it's called now, and they knock you in your knee, and even before they almost knock, your knee's already lifted. Because your mind remembers, and your mind silently is telling your body what to do. Ooh, it's going to hit the knee, so let's lift our knee. We have that power. Our mind has that power. So the whole process of the show is to be careful what you wish for. Or maybe it's not a wish. Maybe it's speaking out about. Because the body does respond to what the mind says. And it doesn't have to be out loud. You don't have to say out loud, man, I'm so tired right now. I wish I could just lay in bed for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, maybe you have a headache and you're laying in bed for a couple of days. Maybe your body aches, so you're laying in bed for a couple of days. Think about this around many different times of the year where you might say, oh gosh, I got to go to my in-laws. I love going to my in-laws, so I don't know why I'm saying this, but I have to go to my in-laws. I just wish that I had a reason not to go. And then you're sick. Because maybe you said, oh, if I was just sick, maybe I wouldn't have to go. And that's what tonight's show is about, is we need to realize the power our mind has over this thing we call a body. If you're not watching, I'm touching myself. It's the same thing as you spraying your foot. Might not be something that you purposely did, but you do it and you say, you know what, I don't have time for the spraying foot. I've got something to do in a couple of weeks. And then you're the quickest healed sprained ankle person out there. Our bodies can heal so many things when we speak of it. So that is like saying a positive to a healing, and it heals. We all say things that we know we can heal from. We also know that we can harm from. When we're very nervous and we don't want to, you know, speak in an audience. When I first started publicly speaking, was I nervous? Yes. And all of a sudden, my voice would get very low. And I'm like, why is my voice so low? I am not a quiet person. I'm a very loud, boisterous person. But I said, you know what? I need to calm down. And my voice did exactly that. It's one thing we teach when we're facilitating substance use disorders. You have to calm your voice down. You have to just release any expectations and just be calm. And the effects it has on that. It's the same thing as many people will say out loud, I wish I could understand what it would be like to blah. And then that happens. That's a negative response that you've put inside your body. So it's the both ends of that coin where you can say, I really need a break. And all of a sudden, your body reacts to it. I've been going so much recently. I wish I could just relax, but I know I can't relax until 2 weeks from now. But I really would like to relax. And sometimes it's external things that happen in that sentence. Sometimes someone cancels and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my massage therapist is sick and I can't go get my massage. You've also spoke that out into the world. And that's what I mean about speaking things. And I want to focus right now really on the body, because the body is our energy force within us. It's our nervous system, which is part of our body, which we want to regulate. And how we regulate is by speaking clearly, not just positively, but just being grateful for the way your body is in this moment. How many times, if you're on a diet, think about this. You're on a diet because you want to get healthier. There's certain words I tell people never to say when they're in wanting to get healthy. And that is lose blah. Because when you lose something, you really want it back. So that's why I say when you want a healthier body, and all of a sudden you're getting rid of those cravings, and all of a sudden you start speaking, gosh, I'd really like to have banana sundae. And the next thing you know, your body's rumbling and it's going crazy and it's like having these reactions, like maybe your sugar, you feel like your sugar's going down. That's because you've spoken to your body in that negative fashion. But when you start speaking and saying, you know what, I've been giving up these sugar cravings and I feel great. I could go out and work out because I feel so energized and so full of this energy. And now because you spoke the positive, you're not even thinking about it. So think about that in your life. There's a lot of people that in some of the groups I'm in where we speak about fasting. And it's great. Fast. Easy. There's some circles of groups that everyone holds each other accountable to fast until a certain amount, until a certain time. And we all talk and say, oh yeah, it's going great. I feel this energy. I get better sleep. All these things. And then all of a sudden, someone in the group has to fast for over what we fast. Or I'm going to mention this, has to get a colonoscopy, so they've got to be on this list. And then all of a sudden, they're like, I can't do this. And start going on and on and on. And then they get these cravings, and they're hungry. Well, that's because you've been told to abstain from something, and your mind is going, I can't do that. But yet every day you do it. But because you keep saying, oh, but I can't do that. Your body's reacting to it and it's craving it. It's the same thing as in that same scenario. You're going to get a colonoscopy because they suspect polyps or diverticuli or something like that. Or something's wrong in your intestines. Maybe a bacterial infection. And all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I didn't have time for that. I'm about to leave the country and go to Brazil or wherever. And then you go and have this procedure done. And they're like, You were clean as whistle. There's no pops, there's no this, there's no that, because you spoke that positivity into it. But if you go and speak the negative into it, going, oh, they think I got polyps, so I probably got polyps. I know I got polyps. What am I thinking? I got polyps. And then all of a sudden they come on and go, oh, yeah, we had to, you know, take out a sample because you had all these polyps. It's because the way you spoke. And see how both scenarios came out with different outcomes because of the way your mind spoke to your body and your body reacted. I enjoy working with clients as well who deal with physical ailments as well, and teaching them and working with them on how do you speak to yourself? How do you speak to your body? Do you speak negatively? Well, maybe that's because maybe that's the reasons why you're having all these illnesses, these sicknesses, these ailments. And then when they start waking up with that gratitude and speaking positively, wow, I feel great today. Oh, I feel great today too. Oh, I feel great today. So it is time for my break. I haven't even told you who I am. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And my podcast is what I'm an expert at. I'm an expert at empowering people to transform their lives and live their lives with joy. I am also a corporate wellness facilitator that uses laughter, yoga, and Lego series play. But I'm also a nervous system regulator, and that's where I've become a big expert on, is how we regulate this nervous system and how we can use this mind for these billions of nerves in our body. We have billions of nerves in our body. But anyway, it is time for us to go to our break. But if you want during break, think about some of these questions. Maybe come up with a time where maybe you spoke sickness in your body and became sick, or maybe there was a time where you spoke healthy to your body when you thought you were suffering from something and it ended up not being true. I want you to think about that during our break. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program,
Join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. And if you are enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator, and I will be very grateful. And this will assist me in getting the word out and this information that is much needed. And please, if you can, share it with somebody who maybe this topic really spoke to you to speak to them. And what I've been talking about tonight is how our body reacts to what our mind wants. How many times in your life have you spoken things into existence? Our body responds to what our mind says. We really need to realize the power our mind has over our body. We can heal our bodies, and we can make ourselves sick. And I gave a few examples, and even working with clients, this is one of the biggest things when you start regulating your nervous system, because there's 9 billion nerves, is what are you speaking when you're regulating yourself? Are you grateful for your body that you have? Here's the same thing. When you look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, look at my nose, it's crooked. Your nose is going to become crooked. When we speak about our bodies in negative terminology, we see it. Our eyes are part of the body, and our eyes are controlled by the mind. So the next time you speak to your body or speak in existence, I just want a day of rest. Take the day of rest. Don't necessarily announce it to make yourself sick. But let's think about this. How many times have you, and I said this in the first part of the show, like maybe somebody in your office or somewhere is sick and they've asked you to perform some of their duties and you're like, gosh, they're so lucky they're sick. And then you become sick because you've spoken it as a positive thing into yourself. It's a negative response to something you are speaking. It's the same thing that, and if you really want to get into a book that really speaks about how you can heal your body, Ernest Holmes, Science of the Mind. It is like an 800-page dictionary on the body and why so many illnesses. It's the same thing as I always tell people. Yes, you break a bone, you're going to go get a cast on it. But if you didn't realize you broke a bone, or let's say you didn't have insurance, that bone is still going to grow back. And it might not grow back correctly, but it's still, it's going to kind of heal. Unless it's a compound fracture and it's come out of your leg, that's a different story. But we can do things to heal our body. It might not be the exact way we want to heal it if it's a bone, but if it's anything that we feel is because we have a disaligned body, an unregulated nervous system. The thyroid right here has to do a lot with regulation of your nervous system, regulation of your body. Some people say it has a lot to do with when you don't speak up for yourself. People pleasers. I'm a recovering people pleaser. Think about that. How many times did I want to say no, but instead I wish that I got sick or something happened and I got sick? Because I knew what I didn't want to do. So my body reacted to it, because my mind kept saying it, and maybe I said it out loud. Food. If you're an emotional eater, if you are an emotional eater and you start realizing you're an emotional eater and you start saying, oh my gosh, if I continue to eat like this, I'm going to get sick. And all of a sudden, food makes you sick. you spoke that to your body to get sick from the foods because you recognize you're an emotional eater. It's the same thing as speaking positively to your body. I am so much stronger than I give myself credit for. I have many clients that when I say, hey, look, why don't you go do some yoga? Oh, I can't do that. I can't get in those poses. I actually had a client that I started doing yoga with a couple years ago. We would have our session, do yoga. I can't do that. I can't bend like that. I can't stretch like that. That client can do a lot more poses better than I can because she has better flexibility. But if I could have taken a video years ago to now, would be amazing to present. But think about that. How do you speak to your body? How do you speak to it? Do you love it? Do you praise it? Do you stand up tall? I'm grateful for the body I have. Or do you always speak of sickness and illness and I wish I had a break, or I wish I didn't have to go here and do this. I wish I was sick. And then you end up sick because how you speak. But like I say, there's a flip side to that. You can speak wellness into your body as well. Especially when you spoke about being sick. And then you go to the doctor and they say, oh, well, you've got like elevated white or red blood count. And you're like, oh, well, that's just because I'm sick. There's nothing wrong with me. And then there is nothing wrong with you. So you can speak negative for your body to react, and you can speak positive and give your body what you want from it. This body is an incredible energy field for us. But remember, our mind is in control. And think about this. Do you really sit there and go left foot, then right foot? Left foot, then right foot. No, your mind is doing that and your body's already. But the first time, think about this. You probably don't remember as a kid and you stand up and go, okay, let me see what happens when I put my left foot first. Ooh, let me see what happens if I do my right foot. But we don't think about that now. Unless we were. I have also, and I'm glad to say this, have been around people who said they might never walk again. And they didn't give in to that diagnosis. And I've been able to watch them walk. Having a severe spinal cord injury and being told you're not going to be able to walk. And then you walk. Cancer patients. We'll give you 6 months to live, still living, 3, 4, 5 years later. Because the mind didn't give up. The mind spoke positively to the body and the body accepted it. But here's the thing. You can't just turn around tomorrow and go, you know what? I watched Sandy's show last night, so I'm going to speak positively and my whole life is going to change. Like I said, you can speak sickness and you might get sick a week from now. So stay tuned for next week because next week's show is Life Isn't a Resolution, It's a Relationship. And thank you for joining me tonight. And you can always reach out to me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Byrd, BYRD.com, SandyByrdCoach@gmail.com, Sandy Byrd on all social media platforms. And again, thank you for watching me tonight or listening to me in the future.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.